After Buzz.
Why? Just because
it's the After Buzz.
The After Buzz.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name, Nico Hedgemian, your host of the After Buzz. And of course with me, Buzz Adams of the Buzz Adams Morning Show. Good morning, sir.
Right here. Good morning.
All right. Here's a choice for you on today's topic. Would you want a topic about World War II or mystery?
Oh, man. You can't tell me what the mystery, what's behind the mystery curtain.
All right. World War II or boxing?
Yeah, I don't care.
You have to pick one.
World War II.
All right. We're going to boxing. So I asked ChatGPT, because I don't know what I was watching. I was watching something. Oh, I was watching this anime, and it's all about boxing. And they're naming like the heavyweights of the past, and they were like analyzing heavyweights of the past. And this is anime, but like,
were they talking about real boxers?
Yeah, they're talking about Sonny Liston, and they're talking about Joe Frazier and
smoking Joe Frazier. Cassius Clay.
And so I got really interested.
His mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
I got really interested in punching power. Like, who had the strongest punches?
Tyson.
Tyson is up there. And I asked, actually, ChatGPT to rank it for me. I was like, who had the top punches?
I can't imagine anybody. I mean, George Foreman probably carried a wallop for sure.
Well, okay. That's
those Klitschko's. I mean, because they're freaking 7 feet tall. It's like you're getting punched, but you're also getting, it's like somebody dropping a bomb from a plane on you because they're so tall.
So number one, it's George Foreman. No question, no doubt about it. Number one. There is just absolutely no doubt. He had bigger hands, longer reach.
Than Tyson,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, Tyson is kind of a compact guy. He's not short or anything. I'm just saying he's a little more compact.
An 84-inch reach, longer than Ali's. His fists measured 15 inches around. And around the fist was 15 inches.
Does the size of the fist have a lot to do with it?
Mm-hmm. The density. It's like, that's what makes, and that's what this was so interesting of an exercise, is like finding out what makes a perfect punch. It's the weight of the hand.
It's the not only the weight
of
the hand.
How fast you're accelerating it.
Your torque.
All the torque.
You're punching and you're using your hips to do it.
Hips and shoulder, apparently. They call it a kinetic chain, starting with your feet. What are you looking up?
Tyson punching power.
He's second. And the reason is because he had a fast, much faster punch.
Listen to this. Tyson's punching power is legendary, estimated to generate around 1,800 to 1,900 pounds of force, comparable to a small car at moderate speed. So getting hit by Tyson would be like getting hit by an Elantra.
But George Foreman's was 2,000 pounds, 2,100.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah, believe me, I did.
Did that help him sell grills?
You know, that's a good question. I did a deep dive into this because I was super, super interested. Sonny Liston is also on here.
Okay.
Did you know, like, he had such a good jab that he could knock people out with his jab?
One Punch Man.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Speaking of animes.
Let's see if you recognize any of these other fighters. Ernie Shavers.
Oh, yeah. Ernie Shavers was big when I was a kid. He was one of the. Here's the thing about boxing. Whoever the heavyweight champion was at any given time was one of the biggest celebrities on the planet. It would be who the president of the United States was, who the Pope was, and then who the heavyweight champion was automatically an international celebrity. And I think most people now, if you quizzed them on the street, no.
No, not at all. No, absolutely.
Some people would, but not. I mean, I'm telling you, everybody knew who the heavyweight champion was.
Larry Holmes once said that Ernie Shavers hit me so hard it shook my ancestors. Shavers is the one guy many claim hit harder than Foreman, but Foreman's shots were cleaner. not as, no, excuse me, Shaver's shots were cleaner and not as thudding. Foreman just had just like, they described it as like a medicine ball. If you dropped a medicine ball from like two stories.
That's how, what his punch felt
that's
like.
That's what it would sound. Well, and
I don't doubt it for 1 second.
It was slower though. He wasn't like a fast puncher. It was just heavy and strong.
I know somebody who punches harder than him. Brad Pitt in the movie Snatch.
Does he break a rib or something?
No, he's just like, it's one punch, and however big the other guy is,
he can do
it. Out, possibly dead.
Number four was Ron Lyle. You familiar with that name?
Not so much. I'm interested to know who he was. Was he a champion?
He was an underrated powerhouse. He beat Foreman multiple times, dropped him. He KO'd Ernie Shavers. And people say he has one of the heaviest hooks in history.
Yeah.
And number five was Deontay Wilder.
Yeah. Deontay Wilder was still active until just a few years
recently.
Ago.
Just recently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I found
have that. You ever, if you want to look up a video, there's this dude, and I don't remember his name, but he's basically a boxer who challenges professional fighters. He considers himself to be the freestyle champion of the world. Anyway, he insults people like, who was last?
Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder. He insults them and their families. And he just talks crazy shit on his social media. God, what is that guy's name? Anyway.
Kai Cenat.
No. Somehow Deontay Wilder was in the same gym that this dude was in. And this guy just wants to get him on camera, so he gets in there and throws a couple punches and then runs away and claims he beat, you know, Deontay Wilder.
Yeah,
Deontay
right.
Wilder would have walloped the living tar out of this guy, but he ran out of the gym.
So that he couldn't.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, a lot of times he'll ask guys at a gym to spar. What is this fucking guy's name? He'll ask guys at the gym, do you want to spar? Well, they get in there to spar, and he's full on throwing haymakers, like trying to knock him out and stuff, just it's all recorded so he could show it.
I
beat this person. They didn't know they were fighting. They thought they were sparring, you jerk.
So do you want to know what made each person's punch specific to them and why it was kind of like good?
Sure.
Okay, so they call George Foreman's punching power thudding, that it was like a brick wall collision. They called Tyson's type of punching power explosive, that he had fast twitch detonations. His muscles would just contract so quickly that he could get instantaneous power from it. Shavers, they said, was piercing, bone-rattling one-shot punches. Wilder, this is the interesting thing about Deontay Wilder's punch. You know what they described his? As a whip. That something, the way that he is... body chain moves, it would hit
definitely
like a whip.
There's technique and these guys are the best of the world at it, but in the same way that a really good golfer can drive the ball so far, it's all about your torque and your transfer of weight.
Well, the interesting thing that it really matters on the body type too, like, yeah, they all could be doing the same technique or a similar one, but the body type kind of will determine, I guess. So, what do you think I did with all this information? Also, the other thing that George Foreman did, they said, like, people could have their guard up, and George Foreman could just punch right through it. Like, you could be defending yourself, and his punches would be so heavy,
yeah,
it would go right through it. So, what do you think I did with all this information?
No idea.
I asked ChatGPT to take the best of each one of those heavy punching fighters and create the strongest boxer in history, what it would take for the body to look like, what was his training regime look like.
Okay.
Are you interested in that kind of thing?
As much as I understand it, I guess I am. So what, do you got a picture here or what?
No. Just a description. Yeah, definitely a description of what he would sound like. Okay. Hold on real quick. Who are your favorite boxers growing up?
Ali, for sure.
Classic.
Larry Holmes.
Classic.
I mean, these were the guys that were the heavyweight champions. Mostly, you know, mostly heavyweights.
Well, that, those are famous ones.
There were great middleweights and welters and right on up and down the line, but I was always more fascinated by these huge dudes giving each other everything they could punch.
All right, this is what I said. Taking an empirical point of view, describe a punch and the person as if you were God, designing the hardest punching human to include all top physical and technical elements. How hard could that punch theoretically be? What would it look and sound like? And what is the recipe? And what is the receiver of the punch likely to feel?
All right.
So it says, if God were designing a man whose punch is the apex of physics, anatomy, and mechanics, well, he would have to be between 6'3 and 6'6. Short enough to generate leverage, but tall enough to use arms like...
That's interesting. So if you get too tall, like those Klitschko's or even Tyson Fury, it actually...
Hurts your leverage. Yeah.
Interesting.
Forearms. The bones would have to be thick. Density. Your forearms would have to be like... You know, the steel rods.
That's why Popeye the Sailor never lost a fight.
Exactly. You would have to have thick wrists, that would not move under stress. Your hands would have to be like hammer heads. Each one of your fingers would have to look like a hammer on top.
Just like, huge,
gigantic
hands and fingers.
Shoulders, wide ball and socket joints with deep cartilage that would resist delocating so that you could rotate with torque as much as possible.
I wonder if that's a thing that you're just born with, or if you can you develop it through exercise and stuff?
It's absolutely a combination of both of those things. And it's why some people are just better in one of these areas than others, but not all of them.
I wonder who the real life person is that came the closest to satisfying all these,
requirements. That's why it's so interesting. Now the muscles, it says this: God's puncher would have fast twitch dominant fibers like Tyson, huge glutes like Foreman to transfer all that mass.
That's your booty.
Booty, a super like ripped core to help with all the rotation. Explosive tricep and deltoids, and he'd be built like Tyson from the waist down, Sonny Liston's from the shoulder up, Foreman from the rib cage up, and Deontay Wilder in arm length.
All right.
Then the neurology would, like, all the neurons would have to be, you know, trained, and then he would have to have good technique. This is what he says in the technique. He would have Tyson's explosive short-range mechanics, bob and weave, hit snap, rising torque from the legs, a perfect core twist. Foreman's massive mass transfer. His entire body weight would be behind his punches. He would have a wide base for stability and full hip rotation. And he would have Liston's compact delivery. No telegraphing. A tight arc and perfect alignment. How hard could this punch theoretically be? Okay, so
what's the biggest animal it could knock out in one blow?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like an elephant?
Well, an average trained boxer punches with about 1,000 to 1,300 pounds of force. Sonny Liston and George Foreman were in the 1,400 to 1,600. Although you saw earlier, it could be a little bit more than that. Like Tyson was in the 1,800
to 1,900. You said that Foreman was... Well, 2,000.
Wilder measured at 2,200 pounds. Impulse force. Elite martial arts testers with ideal angles hit at about between 1,000 and 2,000 pounds.
All right.
So physics suggests that the upper ceiling of somebody with perfect technique, peak human muscles, long levers, max fast twitch muscles, optimal timing, and a full mass transfer of your fist, the range would be 3,500 to 4,000 pounds of force on a correctly delivered right cross.
You're getting into the range where you're hitting twice as hard as Tyson and Foreman.
Twice as hard. A sledgehammer blow is 2,000.
I want you to look up something.
Yeah.
The same thing with the impact force.
Okay.
What was the impact force of a silverback gorilla who has been trained in boxing?
Okay.
That's a good one. I'll pause the show for just a second while you look that up. Oh, and we're back.
And we are back. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to break down the physics of a gorilla's punch. And then I'm also going to provide more analogies for what this boxer's theoretically at 4,000 pounds of force could potentially
hit. The human
hit.
Boxer that we're imagining. Or are you talking
the
about
human boxer? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So silverback gorillas are one of the strongest terrestrial mammals on Earth. They weigh up to 450 pounds themselves. They have exceptionally dense muscles. Their fiber density, the muscle fibers, are 4 times that of humans.
Yeah, but could they throw a right cross, for instance?
All of their triceps, lats, and forearms are built for power. Just their grip strength is 1,500 pounds of force. In the grip. Estimated upper body strength is 10 times that of what we would consider an elite athlete.
10 times?
Yeah. So there are no direct scientific measurements of gorilla punch force, but we can estimate using muscle cross sections, limb length, ground reaction, power to mass ratio, similar measurements in chimps. So a silverback punch is likely in the range of 4,500 pounds of force. That means a gorilla can hit as hard or harder than our fictional boxer. But their technique would be primitive, not biomechanically refined like a trained boxer would. Now, a trained gorilla?
Yeah, what if you took a gorilla ever since it was born and
hypothetically
you trained it to
taught
fight,
perfect
and
form?
It could learn perfect pugilistic form.
Okay, a trained gorilla hypothetically taught perfect form could easily break 5,000 pounds of impact force. They're biological powerhouses. All right, now let's give some analogies for the fictional boxer we came up with who would just have the strongest
4,000
pounds of force. Instead, we're going to compare it to industrial forces, mechanical impacts, natural collisions, measurable real-world stuff. All right. So it would be equivalent to being hit by a sledgehammer swung by a 200-pound man at full speed twice at once.
That would shatter maybe every bone in the vicinity of where they hit you.
Yes.
Like there's a chance they could knock somebody's head off their shoulders.
A 250-pound NFL linebacker running at full speed condensed into a fist. Okay, so it'd be about a 1,500-pound car crashing into you at 12 miles an hour.
That doesn't sound like
but
that
it's
much.
It's a 1,500-pound car. So mass times acceleration.
Condensed down into a fist.
Yes.
All right.
A heavy axe swinging into a tree, like it would hit as hard as the axe going into the tree.
I think this hypothetical human that we've created would probably kill.
It would absolutely.
If he landed a punch, he would probably kill whoever he was fighting.
So he would easily be able to deform metal sheets, crush wood, shatter concrete blocks,
but
break
heavy
timbers.
If he had to fight our trained gorilla, the gorilla would win, I would guess.
The trained gorilla would absolutely win. So it also.
I mean, if he didn't get disqualified for throwing his poop or something.
It also says what would happen when this guy punches you. So he said it would knock out instantly. The head would whip back violently. You could cause severe shock to the nervous system. You could break your own knuckles through the gloves. Like the gloves would break.
Well, that doesn't sound great for the puncher then.
No fighter in human history has even come close to 4,000 pounds of impact force. They're saying Foreman, Shavers, and Wilder at 2,000 is the max. Yeah, Buzz, we're saying hitting twice as hard as George Foreman and Mike Tyson. Have you seen Mike Tyson hit a punching bag?
Yes.
Twice that.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, that's just...
All right. Anyways, I thought this was fun. And then do you want to know what I did after that?
What'd you do after that?
I asked it to write a story about this boxer's first fight.
All right. Do we have to hear that?
No, I didn't mean to... You really want to hear that?
Here he comes. The gorilla who has been taught to fight all his life.
The arena hums like a living organism. 30,000 people packed into the bowl. Energy vibrating through steel and concrete. Camera lights strobe. The ring glows white and sharp at the center. A lonely island waiting for violence. When the monster enters, the noise drops into a stunned hush. When Mikhailov enters, the crowd explodes. The fight is poetry versus physics, light versus gravity, a phantom versus a planet. Tonight, we find out the answer to the question the sports have been asking for years. Can raw, engineered power defeat the purest mover since Ali? And remember, Mikhailov has never been knocked down, not once, not even in sparring. But the monster isn't like anyone he's ever faced. And tonight, he claims he's corrected every weakness. We'll see as the bell rings.
All right. I found that I was telling you there was a boxing troll who kind of goads these pros to get into fights with him.
Yes.
Charlie Zelenoff is his name. And I just want to show you real quick what happened when he got in the ring with Deontay Wilder. Okay?
But then he agreed to actually stand and bang, and Wilder beat Zelenoff from pillar to post.
He beat the shit out of this guy.
And they weren't even in a ring. He had to chase him all over the gym.
The guy was running from him.
But he's the guy who would go and find somebody at a boxing gym and say, hey, let's spar. And then he would be fighting, full fighting, while the person's like, hey, I thought we were sparring. But then he would release that as content and say that he beat the guy.
How lame is that?
Also, he once challenged Floyd Mayweather to a fight. Floyd Mayweather Sr., who was in his 70s.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Let us know your thoughts on boxing. Who are your favorites? What do you think about strength versus speed? Like Sonny Liston versus Ali. That was a classic. Sonny Liston was known as like one of the best power punchers.
Sure.
All right. That's going to do it.
Fascinating.
All right. Talk to y'all next time. Goodbye.